Support for KPR comes from the LMH Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. More information is available at lmh.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's Weekend Edition Saturday. We've got the latest news from NPR coming up in just 1 minute. The time is 7 o'clock.
Finds the average gas prices are up to $4.11 a gallon for regular. That's up 12 cents a gallon from a week ago. You're listening to NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Cases of cyclosporiasis are surging across Kansas, with more reports of explosive diarrhea linked to contaminated iceberg lettuce. Julie Deniche has this report.
The CDC reports almost 2,000 cases and 98 hospitalizations in 9 states. Dr. Matt Shoemaker is an infectious diseases specialist at the University of Kansas Medical Center. He says the true number of people infected in the state is likely higher than the 289 cases reported earlier this week.
It's very hard to even speculate how many cases that we're missing. There are probably significantly more than the 300-odd that we're sitting at right now.
To keep safe, Shoemaker says it's important to wash fresh produce thoroughly before eating. Cooking will also kill the parasite. I'm Julie Deniche.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation has released the identity of a woman killed this week in an officer-involved shooting in Topeka. The woman's been identified as 41-year-old Jessica Treat. Investigators say police shot the Topeka woman after she allegedly threatened two other people with a knife and refused police comments to drop the weapon. She was pronounced dead at the scene. After the second round of the 3M Open in Minnesota, Topeka native Gary Woodland dropped into a tie for 13th place. Woodland began the day in a three-way tie for second place. His second round scoring of 71 was even for the day after shooting 7 under par 64 to open the tournament.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Joyce Foundation, committed to advancing racial equity and economic mobility for the next generation in the Great Lakes region. Learn more at joycefdn.org. This is NPR.
Sunny and hot today. We're expecting highs in the mid-90s with heat index values up to 106 degrees. Much of the KPR listening area is under an extreme heat watch or warning for the day. Sunny and hot for tomorrow with highs again in the mid to upper 90s. It's 76 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
And you're listening to it on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. What's for breakfast on your table? Just ahead, we'll hear about akara. From the kitchens of Nigeria to breakfast tables across the Americas, how akara crossed oceans and became breakfast for many. That story just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, providing peer counseling, advocacy, and independent living skills training to promote individual choice to persons with disabilities. Details at rcilinc.org.
Sunny and hot today. We're looking for highs in the mid-90s. It's 77 in Lawrence, 76 in Manhattan.
I'm Linda Kenyon with these headlines. The conflict between the U.S. and Iran
produces this idea of sending speech, and people are enthralled.
A visit to the cradle of America's greatest innovators on All Things Considered.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Bates Co.'s Bon Bon, offering catering services and rental space for weddings and other gatherings. 804 Pennsylvania Street, Lawrence, Kansas. Details at bonbonlawrence.com.
We've got lots more Weekend Edition Saturday coming up, including a new movie, The Dink, from the rec center to the small screen. It's a new movie about pickleball that's coming up on Kansas Public Radio. Join us for the 780 Songwriter Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library, KPR, and the Lawrence Music Alliance. Hosted by Chris Mala, featuring local artists Matt Pryor of the Get Up Kids, Heidi Gluck, and Chris Christie of the Appleseed Cast. It's at the Lawrence Public Library, August 9th at 6 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Support for KPR comes from the Stiefel Theater, where Gillian Welch and David Rawlings offer their new Sonic Moods August 7th after recent performances on Stephen Colbert and NPR's Tiny Desk. StiefelTheater.org.
Sunny and hot today. We're looking for highs in the mid-90s. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station. More information is at macfound.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. Then stay with us for NPR's News Quiz. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
Sunny and hot today. We're looking for highs in the mid-90s. Heat index values up to 106 degrees today. Light winds from the south, they will not offer much relief. It's 78 degrees in Atchison, 79 in Emporia, 79 in Topeka.
EU figures say more than 1,200 fires have already burned through 600,000 acres this year. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Dangerously hot temperatures are returning to Kansas this weekend. A number of counties will fall under an extreme heat warning at 1 o'clock this afternoon through tomorrow evening. That covers Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Osage, and Shawnee counties, including the towns of Topeka and Lawrence. The National Weather Service is issuing a heat advisory for the rest of the state, as well as the entire state of Missouri. That takes effect this afternoon to tomorrow evening, when an extreme heat watch will take effect. With high temperatures in the mid to upper 90s, humid conditions, and heat index values up to 100 degrees in some places, the National Weather Service reminds people to watch for signs of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes says he's been cleared to practice. Mahomes was in St. Joseph, Missouri when quarterbacks and rookies reported yesterday. But Mahomes says being cleared to practice doesn't necessarily mean he's ready to play in the September season opener.
You got to continue to work and get better and better and go throughout practice and prove to the coaches, prove to the doctors and everybody that I'm the same quarterback I was before, if not better, and I can go out there and take care of myself and win football games.
Mahomes suffered a season-ending knee injury last December, and the Chiefs missed the playoffs for the first time since he became the starting quarterback. In baseball, the Detroit Tigers beat the Kansas City Royals last night 2-1. They play their second in the series at 12:10 in Detroit.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Andrew Carnegie Foundation, formerly Carnegie Corporation of New York, working to reduce political polarization through support for education, democracy, and peace. More information at carnegie.org.
Again, sunny and hot today with an extreme heat warning taking effect this afternoon for Topeka and Lawrence. Highs in the mid-90s. Heat index values up to 106 degrees this afternoon. Light winds from the south. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows in the mid-70s, sunny and hot for tomorrow with highs, again, in the upper 90s. It's 79 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Outlaw country star Margo Price's newest album is, well, a record of others. It's a collection of covers of protest songs from America's long tradition of activism.
Looking to the past, looking to our history, always helps us figure out what's going on right now.
Later today on All Things Considered, Margo Price on her new album, Days of Unrest. You can listen by telling your smart speaker to turn on, tune in, drop out, and maybe just play NPR or your member station by name. And you're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living with five locations across eastern Kansas in Topeka, Osage City, Iola, Emporia, and El Dorado, working to empower persons with disabilities. More at rcilinc.org.
Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this warm Saturday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, the hidden music all around us. We'll hear from sound artist Bill Fontana coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. Sunny and hot today. We're looking for highs in the mid-90s. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, 81 in Topeka. This is KPR.
I'm Linda Kenyon with these headlines. Democrats in Maine.
This weird limbo.
How fresh grads are dealing with their new economic realities. Sunday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Weekend Edition Sunday tomorrow morning from 7 to 10 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Aisha Roscoe will be your host. I'll be your local host, Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. I'll be back Sunday morning as well.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics. From newborn to college grad, Panda Pediatrics provides primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for kids as they grow into young adults. PandaPEDS.com.
On last week's Wait, Wait, Tom Papa warned everyone that the cyclospora outbreak is not that much fun.
And heads up, this is one explosion you do not look cool walking away from in slow-mo.
And Peter Sagal will join us this week to see what else is bursting out of the week's news and a conversation with the dreamboat of Abbott Elementary, Tyler James Williams. That's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, right after Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny and hot today. We're looking for highs in the mid-90s. Heat index values up to 106 degrees today. Not much relief from the wind. Light winds from the south. Sunny and hot for tomorrow. Highs again in the mid to upper 90s and heat index values well above 100 degrees. It's 82 in Lawrence, 81 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this and from Eric and Wendy Schmidt. Through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. From Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at WTGrantFoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. Then stay with us for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, NPR's News Quiz, coming up at 10 o'clock on KPR.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
It's a hot one today and tomorrow. We're looking for highs in the mid-90s today, the upper 90s for tomorrow, and dangerously hot heat index values.